Hey, plumbing.
Hey, Ed, this is Ruben from the Bank of Cardiff.
Ruben, I'm going to get up in the morning and go get the stuff from the bank where, you know, I own the company. You know, Stacy passed away, right, back in June.
Oh, okay.
And it's all in my name now, the license, right, the bank accounts, all that. But we never changed anything. I mean, same address, same company, same phone numbers.
Okay.
It's just she passed away.
Oh, okay.
She had a massive heart attack through the middle of the night.
Wow, when did that happen?
June the 7th.
Whoa, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
that's not gonna affect anything, right?
No, you have all
I mean, she was my wife.
Yeah. You have all these supporting, you know, the supporting documents that transferred the business
over. Yeah.
Yeah, then you'll be fine. You'll be fine. Can I just ask you a few questions?
Go ahead.
Tomorrow, when you send your bank statements in, how much are you going to be looking for?
$30,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And do you have a preference on the term length? Are you looking for a specific term?
Well, I'd rather have the payments by weekly instead of daily.
Okay. I can look into a few programs for you for that.
Yeah, but I'm the rate's got to be right, Ruben. I mean, you know how many people since I paid that loan back to Wright?
Yeah.
Do you know how many people have called me? When I say 50 different companies, I literally mean it.
Wow.
I had a guy to send me a check the other day for $66,548.
Wow, he just sent you a check?
The check, I've got the check. I'll fax you a copy of it. I still got
it. Wow, that's crazy. I didn't know they did
that. Well, listen, I got a loan back 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And that's what happened. I went to the mailbox one day. There was a check in there for $5,800.
Yeah.
And it had my name on it. It was Republic Finance.
Oh, okay.
And then it wasn't a week later, and I got another check for $4,700 from Regional Finance.
Wow.
All I did was sign the bank statement, deposit in my account, and that opened the payments for me. They came with the payment amount and everything. And I've been perfect on it.
Yeah.
But it was under my personal name and not under the plumbing company.
Yeah. Now, do you have any current balances open right now?
No, I do not.
Okay.
We don't owe nothing for anybody. Not our vans, not our pump truck.
Yeah.
I mean, I got a $60,000 pump truck paid for. I got four vans paid for.
Oh, okay.
You follow what I'm saying, Dan? We don't owe anybody anything. I got $100,000 in equipment and tools.
Yeah.
That are paid for.
Yeah, that's really going to help with the rate. So, you know, we'll take care of you. And then, what is the use of the funds for? Underwriting may request that. Is it just for like a cash flow purpose?
It's for business. Yeah, it's just to roll with the business, man.
Okay.
Cash flow with the business. That's all. I'm fixing to come into my slowest time of the year.
Yeah, gotcha.
And you don't beat Santa Claus. You know, by the first part of February.
Yeah.
By the first part of February, we're back hammering again.
That's good.
You know what I'm saying? And then we go right on through. But Christmas, around the end of November, up till about 2-3 weeks out from Christmas, it slows down. People's money's earmarked. You know, and it should be. If you got kids at home, that's where your money should go at Christmas, to your kids and stuff, you know?
Yeah,
and definitely. It works the same way in the plumbing business. If somebody's got a leak or a problem, they learn to deal with it.
Yeah.
They learn to deal with it until the times are right. I just need to get like $30,000 from you, man.
Okay.
I won't let you down. I told you that the first time. I always kept saying to you, I won't let you down. I'll make sure your money's always there.
Yeah, and Ed, you have all my information, right? The fact.
Well, my name is Brian. My name is Brian Edward Sandifer.
Oh, okay.
No one really calls me Ed. Everybody calls me Brian, but my name is Edward Sandifer. But anyway.
All right. Brian from now on. Sorry about that.
Yeah, that's cool. No problem. But I do need the money. Now, let me ask you something. I get all the documents to you and everything. How long will it take you to fund me?
If all goes well, within a week.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll work hard to get it.
I mean, I'm going
to
go with you because I went with you before.
Yeah.
But I remember one time it was going to be a week, and I ended up being like 3 weeks.
No, we have all your information because you were a customer of ours, and it should be a much faster process this time around. We just really need your bank statements, and that's it, and then we'll go from there.
All right, well, I'm going to get you the bank statements. You'll see.
All right, Brian.
Absolutely.
Sounds good. Let me know if you have any
questions. All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Huh? All right. I don't have no collections, buddy.
No. I said questions.
Oh, no questions. No.
Okay. All right, Brian. I look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
Absolutely. Thanks, Ruben, for calling.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah.